again. Let's come to order. We'll start with the treasurer's report.
Okay. This is the quarterly report that we started with 10-4-4-33 this is the operating fund. We gave Tammy some money for land captain. I just noticed that. Leslie for the Christmas decor winners. And we had one returned check plus a fee for the dues, so that was minus 70. March, Kathy had to have more binders, and we paid McAllen Solutions $63 to transfer data. In January, January, February, March, we received $1,875 in dues. So the ending on March 31st, $11,641. We also have the money market, which we had a CD that matured. We did not renew it. We put it in there until we've decided what to do on some capital things. So there's $10,518 in the money market account. Any questions? There you go.
Okay. Any corrections, additions?
Second.
Thank you. Okay, the minutes have been distributed from Katie. Does anybody need to hear those read aloud?
I've read it online.
I move that we approve the minutes as sent.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Leslie, do you have any correspondence?
Just street directors, if you know, whenever you know of any new people that have moved in, if you can have them fill this out. This is for the directory information and also to give me permission to have their email and all that stuff.
Do we have blank copies?
Yeah, those go on somewhere.
Kathy's going to mail.
I have them if you don't have, yeah.
I don't have any.
I'll send them out to the board and whole. Okay.
Hopefully we won't have any changes.
I'll just send them all out to the board.
Okay.
Y'all can make copies, and if you can't print them, let me know, but otherwise I'll send them electronically.
Yeah, there's a couple houses
down the neighborhood, so we'll have some new ones. Okay, the old business trimming on Country Lane. Jerry, have you talked to anybody?
No, the guy that I had talked to before, remember he left.
Oh, yeah. I think we just need to put in writing a formal complaint because our little phone calls are
not going anywhere.
I mean, they will come, and occasionally they cut a limb.
Well, but the guy said, remember when we talked to him, they've been trimming, but he said, we're going to need a bucket because they need to get up high.
What they're doing, they've got this little blade that goes up, and they just go down, so all of the, overgrown is just hanging over, and obviously that's what fell
in the road. I don't think we want it looking like the connector looks.
I'm hoping that'll heal, but it looks awful.
Oh, it's terrible.
Hopefully that'll.
Are they going to cut that tree down that fell? I mean, because it's just
it's just chopped up.
But the whole. Which one do you mean? We've got so many there.
The big one that just fell and blocked the thing. They just kind of
pumped it. I imagine they chopped it off.
Yeah, they just do that part.
There's all that grown up stuff there where you can't see if you're pulling out from Bonair. We've told them about that.
Well, the plant board was there this morning.
But they trimmed. All they were doing was like cutting away from the electric.
That's all they do is cut from wires.
They wouldn't. Doing any tree trimming per se.
It was the tree company.
There was three.
Tree company. Right,
but that's who the plant board contracts with.
It's the road department because I've called them before.
I think so.
And they would say, yes, we're going to get it. It is our job. But we thought the squeaky wheel would get something, but we didn't. So
the plant board, any trees that are on a wire, the plant board will have rights come, but it won't. I mean, it'll just be around the wire.
Yeah, that they won't take the tree. We have a bunch of dead on the
in the boulevard.
Yeah,
that's part of the problem because when they cut it, they don't take everything.
think we just need to make one attempt to contact the superintendent there, talk to him, and if nothing there, then we need to
put it in writing and CC.
Can you see Blackburn?
CC, JW,
and Mike Mueller.
Okay, I'll do that. And part of the, Charlie and Jerry and I, all three met with the superintendent last fall. And he made all these grandiose promises that he was going to be right there, and then promptly resigned.
So, after he met you all, he left.
Does anyone know who the new superintendent is?
So, they hadn't even hired anybody. They were just doing interviews.
Can we see about getting on the agenda for a fiscal court next meeting? Ask them, because, I mean, then it's at a meeting, and it's public, and it's...
I usually talk with a guy named Justin Carmack, but he's the one that answers the phones, but he's also, apparently, I don't know what his title is, but he's the guy that I've talked to a couple of times.
Carmack?
C-A-R-M-A-C-K. And we'll get to him later, because I talked to him too with this.
Okay. All right, well, I'll put that on my to-do.
Right now it's Mike Dees.
Who?
Mike Dees, D-E-E-S. He's the road superintendent. And the assistant superintendent is John Bonger.
All right, we'll just address it to everybody.
Yeah, but copy, like I said, our commissioner and Mike.
Okay, Tammy, you're on in a minute. The only other old business is the lien issue. Tom cornered me at an auction April the 4th and told me they were absolutely filing a lawsuit. We should be served this week or that following week. And said we were wrong and the courts would decide against us just any day now, and we blah, 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 blah. To date, that has not been done.
So we've not heard anything.
So that was just a lie
from the attorneys.
He just made me lose a couple nights of sleep for no reason. But no, Josh has heard nothing from the attorney, which, unless they changed attorneys, and it hadn't been, you know, if he's dealing with the same attorney, they know that HOA is represented, and I mean, it's a violation. It's malpractice if he doesn't notify Josh. So nothing's been done. They're still just playing.
Just don't worry about it. Just
playing the game.
We know we're on our solid ground and we have an attorney.
Charlie Jones told him it was a waste of time. He knows as much about Franklin Plain and Tony.
You better believe it. Yeah.
Charlie telling us a waste of time.
He did.
I didn't know that.
No, I didn't say he said it. I'm saying I wouldn't be surprised if they haven't done anything.
Yeah.
But Charlie Jones, as he was.
Right.
So, as you know, nothing's been done. We're still in limbo there. Okay, let's move on into committee reports. What's going on socially?
We tried to do the 4th of July thing in the summer before, and it was just Karen, the Taylors, and myself.
Yeah, some kids marched. I have pictures. Well, and it's been over 2 years because Jody was in it. Yeah. Jody and Frank went around.
Frank Taylor took Jody around. I think the mutual decision was to wait.
We do the
fall party, and that was hugely
Yard sale
is scheduled for the first weekend in June. I want to say 5th and 6th.
Oh, is it okay?
Karen Musi has agreed to coordinate June 5th and 6th, Friday and Saturday. And she was going to take care of the signs, and
she usually Bonnier wants to know the same time.
Yeah.
So
she was going to get in touch with the surrounding neighborhood to see if they going to do at the same time. And I've never done it, but I'm collecting my junk, so I'm planning to participate.
I did it once 20 years ago, and I will never do it in my life.
Yeah, I'm not
your kids appreciate it. They
yard,
do not want your junk.
Yard sale.
Oh, my person, God.
But,
it rained.
But my boys have both told me to get rid of my crap.
And I do have somebody on social committee with me now. I think I broke in Harry.
Yay!
So we got some, we got, she has some idea.
Okay.
Great.
Great.
Something low key.
That'd be fun.
All right. Okay, Miss Tammy. You have the floor to rant and rave.
I mean, there's nothing to rant and rave about.
That's
John and I was volunteer on the beautification committee.
Did you get one?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's fine. And
I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Okay. I was just saying I don't have anything to rant and rave over. John and I we volunteer our time and equipment to mow and weed eat. Before we started doing this, the front entrance and the median was horrible, and I don't know if anybody, I mean, I know the longtime people here know what it looked like. Then there was brought up on Facebook about, you know, do we hire somebody? I had talked to Logan, was it last year or the year before, and the funds that is allotted for beautification just does not provide. We may get a mowing or two, but that's about it. So I did reach out to four different businesses this morning, and Logan was one of them. Durr's Lawn Care, and then I think there was Ryan's, who was the winner of the Frankfurt Faves in the State Journal, and
John's.
Yeah, and John's Lawn Care, because I saw on his Facebook post that he had been mowing some yards in the neighborhood. So nobody's gotten back to me yet. I mean, I feel like that whatever they're going to quote us, it's going to be more than what is allotted for the beautification.
Are we talking, Tammy, up just the entrance?
What I asked them to quote was the front entrance, the left-hand side, the right-hand side, and all the way down Country Lane, you know, because doesn't get mowed, all the way down into two, you know, at the beginning of Two Creeks. Then I asked that they do a separate quote for the median and Breckenridge. So we'll have two different, you know, quotes for if we just want to do that one area and then figure out the median, since it is technically the county's responsibility.
Did you all weedy part of Country Lane? I noticed today.
Yeah, I did. I went on my lunch break.
Okay.
And we needed the sign. And yeah, John, after he got off work, went up and mowed. So.
And we do appreciate
what
you do. Thank you all. Both of you.
Lord.
I know you put a lot of your own time into that.
Yeah, because we also mow our neighbor's yard for her as well, because, you know, she's elderly, so we are very busy doing that. And like I said, I mean, we want it to look nice, but I mean, you know, if sometimes it's growed up because we're only two people. So
it's
again, like I said, the
good.
Floor's open for
I
volunteers.
You, it has never looked this good.
Well, I appreciate that.
Absolutely
you.
Never.
Well, I know what it looked like before, and I hated it because I hated driving into the neighborhood and it looking like that. So.
When you ask them to quote, are you asking for once a month or every other week? What are you looking at there?
Well, I mean, you know, in the spring, you're going to be more than once a month. You know, I mean, if you want to keep it kept up, you're looking at, you know, probably two times a month or even three at this point, the way we're mowing our yard and the neighbor's yard and mowing up there. So I think, you know, what you have to do is you have to get with the business, and you know, they should have common sense as to, you know things are growing, it's raining, so it's going to grow faster, so we need you more frequently. Hey, it's August, it's only going to be maybe once a month, if even that. So I don't think you can say how many times a month. I think the weather will predict how many times a month that will get done.
We just need to know what they charge for each instance.
Yeah, I guess that.
Well, yeah, and that's what I've got
the quote out to, and as soon as I hear back from them, I'll pass that on to Kathy.
As I say, I take care of a cemetery, and it's per incident, because like she said, sometimes it's four times a month, sometimes it's twice. And I get they get $300 every time they mow. But it's a pain in the butt because they're around.
Oh, that's it's, really.
You know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
not like you're
That's
this.
Different, yeah.
So. Yeah. Is Two Creeks responsible for a portion of the front? They're not
I think
at
we
all.
Went through that, and when we first moved into the neighborhood.
It was that
We
way.
Moved in 2014. And I, volunteered. To be on the beautification committee, and that was a mess because nothing could be done unless you met with Two Creeks, and then you had to get their approval, and then they weren't in, and then, well, they're supposed to, you know, split the cost, and I got so aggravated with it that I just bailed.
And then somebody took over out there.
Betty and I actually met with Dick Baylor, and we met with him, and I can't remember who it was for them, but that was when I was president. They at that time agreed that they would mow as you pull in all of the rights. They would not do any decorations. They would not do any landscaping, but they would mow. And that happened for a few times. And now it's gone by the wayside again.
Well,
they're not doing
Dick
it.
Bell, they took it away from Dick Bell and somebody else took it over. I can tell you that.
Okay.
And she didn't have any interest in working with us whatsoever. And
that's
made
what
it
I
very
heard.
Clear.
And that's why, you know, we do both, so I don't think you're going to get.
But
any.
I think they do have a responsibility.
I don't think
to help
they,
out.
I think
how
so.
You?
I don't know that they do because
I
don't think they do. I think it's going to be from
section
the
starts.
Entrance where they are and by, and they're not going to take responsibility. Greenery
that was planted to cover up the electrical boxes, and they.
Everything went well. Every time
there was anything planted, Dick would let me know, and I'd say,
and that's the way it seemed. And then when I came in, then I quit because I was like, I'm not doing this.
And what's really frustrating is, I would think the county should be responsible for mowing that and keeping that up regularly. And we have the same issue with the vacant lot at the end of Ryswick.
That's actually state. That's state owned, and I have called and called and called.
But you're going to get the same. You're going to get the same, you know, amount of mowing that you're going to get for the median and Brecken, you know, down Breckenridge.
They're
not going
to have
to
show
up. And unfortunately, that faces Grisell's Road, and I just hate to see that all.
Well, and that's maybe that's something we need to speak to in our letter about regular mowing and your responsibility for the Breckenridge median as well as going down Country Lane. Because I agree with you, Tammy, that can get really bad at times, particularly. And I was coming across Country Lane the other day from the opposite end. And guys, let me tell you, you cannot see. You ease almost into the right of way before you can actually see what's happening. And I did that, and a young man just ran the stop sign going to Two Creeks. If I had pulled out,
he would have gotten you.
He would have gotten me. I mean, he did not stop. He ran it. And it's very difficult to see from that side of Breckenridge to cross over to the other side.
Yeah, we really need to emphasize the safety issue there.
I think that's, and a lot of that is the tree coverage, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it also covers the 25 miles per hour if you're coming out.
Absolutely.
There are times that you can't see that sign on the right before you get to the four-way stop to go on up. It's totally covered by limbs.
Does Monair have an HOA?
No.
I mean, do we know enough people over there we could get them to sign on to the letter? Because it's more of their.
They don't have any organization.
Monair actually would prefer that the county not come in mow because they want that privacy there. You know, they have brought that up.
I mean, just allow them the intersection where you can at least see and pull out safely.
On our side, it wouldn't affect their side. They could still let it grow. But.
You know, and we have addressed with Bonaire before they use that median between Country Lane and the old Country Lane as a dumping ground for a lot of their leaves and their mowing clippings and things like everything.
And they should.
And they should not. You're exactly right. And we've addressed that before, but nothing. So.
Well, it's like Tyler said, when you mow, you don't know what you're running over when they dump it there. You have no idea.
And that's why John just today was talking about where there's the snow removal and stuff before he takes his lawnmower up there. It tears up the blades and stuff as you're running over stuff.
Yeah, I'd say there's all the, I mean, you know, just from the hedges being there, you're running over all kinds of sticks and ground and stuff.
If we could get that letter together and maybe then put all these issues
all the areas
in that and copy JW and...
Okay, I've got it. Neighborhood watch. We definitely need to pick up the pace on this in this area.
I got something that might not be popular. Some people might get mad.
Okay.
Go for it. Grayson doesn't come to the meetings anymore. I don't ever hear anything about Neighborhood Watch. I feel like we need somebody that's going to be actively doing that.
Well, my point exactly. We need to get some activity. I mean, even when there's, you know, things, bobcats roaming around in the neighborhood, it might be a good idea to be notified.
We had two fugitives running. I had five police in my backyard.
We had fugitives in the backyard.
Really?
Nobody knew that. Anything
like that. Coming up and down our hedge.
I looked out the backyard, there were guns drawn. I was like, oh my God, what's going on?
They were in the Fazy's shed because they thought they were there. I mean, you know.
He's in a great
the neighborhood
location
needs to know
because
that.
It sees, you know, it's right there.
And his blinds are, he can't see anything. His blinds are always closed.
So who in the past has been?
Pat Melton was our
Pat, when Pat was here. Yeah.
Okay, we have a nice police.
We have another policeman that might be willing to
be a good
What are you all looking for? Like when you say neighborhood watch, what does that entail to you?
Because with the fugitives, that has nothing to do with the neighborhood watch. They ran from over by what's the school?
Hearn.
They ran from Hearn through the neighborhood, and by the time anybody was notified, they were already out of the neighborhood.
But
that's irrelevant.
With that one, we didn't know that they were because they were there for over 2 hours in our backyard in the field. We had a little lady, what her name is, and her two children out walking. They need to know that at least because we didn't know if they'd caught them or not.
Well, it's also a matter of what the county will release because my son goes to Hearn and they did dismissal and I learned from my child that the school was on lockdown and nobody, they hadn't sent out any communication or anything prior to dismissal. Yeah. So the kids get in the car and they're like, yeah, we did a lockdown. And it happened during dismissal.
Right. And we don't need to know details. Just say there's a presence in the neighborhood.
Right.
You may want to stay inside.
So when
just something that simple.
The sheriff's office cleared it and, Frankfort police said everything's fine.
Yeah.
Then the school sent out notification to all the parents.
Right.
So.
But I just think that
kids
don't need to be.
I mean, after I found out what happened.
Well,
they won't, but you know. So what did Pat Melton do as the.
So I mean, what are you all.
He just let people be aware of anything that was going on in the neighborhood.
I mean, really, just have somebody to work to.
There's nobody on duty around the clock. I mean, it's just seeing
suspicious.
It's just having somebody that people see something, like the people getting in the trash cans, right, or whatever, can notify somebody in the neighborhood.
Or like the
neighborhood watch, and then they can send an email.
That's right. Or like the guy driving around stealing from the mailboxes that day.
Yeah. Right.
That was going from door to, you know, mailbox to mailbox, taking stuff out.
Communication issues.
Or Grayson used to ride his bicycle in the late hours, wee morning, around. That's why he got role of being.
Which, that's scary in itself.
I was going to say, I'd call the police.
I would too. Somebody's going up my driveway at 3 a.m. I'm going to be not calling.
I'm sorry.
I think maybe figuring out some of the, like, safety concerns during the daytime also, like, four-way stop. Running
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, that's 24/7.
They run that in front of my cruiser.
They run that.
They don't care.
I mean,
and the dirt bikes, because there's kids like on our street that are riding their scooters, their bikes,
all around our
dirt bikes
in the dark,
flying
they live
around.
Well, you know, we have mentioned in the newsletter once or twice the complaint about that. You know, Karen did some awesome work with the sheriff's office to get some information, and maybe we need to put that information in our newsletter. That may get someone's attention by putting that in the newsletter.
And like he said, and you know this, unless they see it, but what they can do, and he suggested this, that if we can take pictures, that way, because we know who they belong to, he can go over there and say, look, here they are in the neighborhood, and let's talk about a warning first. Let's talk about the illegally doing this, because they're not 16. They're not licensed. But he said, if you all have pictures, that helps us, unless they see it. And they can't do that. They're short-staffed. I mean, it's like running the stop sign.
And it's not our place to approach a resident about that. I think that causes some real issues if we have to do that. But giving you an example, I live on Rizzo. So I heard this terrible noise, and I went out to see what was going on, because I knew they had been riding their bikes. And they will get at the upper end of Ryswick, Timberline End, and absolutely floor their little bikes to go around that curve. They live in the curve.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that's fun to take that curve. Well, that curve is not very friendly if you've got people coming in both directions there. And we have a lot of people that walk in our neighborhood. And that's what frightens me, that someone's going to be, they're going to get badly injured.
I think that,
or injure someone else.
Yeah. I think it would be just a good idea of whomever does this.
Just talk to the sheriff's department and say, okay, what do you all expect the neighborhood watch? Because the neighborhood watches in Franklin County, I'm sure other places, I know they were in Lexington, are kind of run through the sheriff's department. So what are you looking for us from us as the neighborhood watch person? And just, like I said, most of it's just kind of being aware, or even just reminding, you know, it's summer. We've got walkers. We've got bikers. We've got
baby strollers.
Please slow down, you know. And there's not a lot legally we can do, and we don't want to. That's not in our purview. That's, you know, for the sheriff's department. But it's just more of a be aware of things.
Deb, even at our meeting, encouraged the neighborhood watch, if you'll remember.
Yeah.
He was speaking to the sheriff.
Yeah.
He encouraged that.
They came and they looked at the intersection of Breckenridge and Country Lane and sat there. Remember the
day after they called 4 by noon.
Right. Yeah. But
they can't sit there all the time.
No, they can't. No, they can't. But they had talked about, like, I said, they could come and pull in my driveway and sit there and watch people run that.
Well, they run that one too.
Four-way.
Oh, yeah. There.
They run all of them.
That one is...
I almost got hit coming down Timberlawn Lane the other day. One came right across Regents and Sheffield and kind of stopped, almost.
And so I just, because if there's nobody there, then they just, like, go on through, or just go on through when When somebody's there, it's happened to me twice. So
I think that's what we're looking
for. Okay. Everybody kind of put this in the back of your head and think, you know, what do we need to do to enhance this? And who?
I think that should come from the sheriff's department. What are they looking for in a neighborhood watch program?
I think that's true. Yeah.
What does that entail?
All right. Who wants to volunteer to get some information on this?
Can you find me?
Charlie. I saw your hand go up.
Well, I know the sheriff.
All right. Well, you talked to him.
My hometown.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right. I remember that.
But I didn't know him because I was grown.
I was going to say, he was not in your class, Charlie.
You're older, Charlie. We know that, Charlie.
Calgary City.
But anyway, Charlie, would you check?
I'll
All right, and then we'll talk about that next time.
Do we also need to address that if somebody is on or heading a committee, that if they don't show up after so many, they need to be removed?
Yes.
I mean, because that just protects the HOA, that if somebody's on a committee and they're not participating anymore.
Yes.
It's not going against any one person. It's just
things may have changed in their life that they can't do it anymore, and that's fine. Did you have any chair, any certain committee in mind?
Yeah. I'm saying any committee.
Yeah.
Any if somebody's committee, not showing up to more than two or three, I mean, how long are they, I can't remember, is there a time limit on the rules for these committees?
Well, there is, but then nobody else.
But nobody else will step up, so here we are. Yeah. It's supposed to be 2 years, 3 years.
So officer elections take place at our annual meeting. And somebody needs to be thinking about being president. Just throwing that out there. But no, I think that would be the perfect time to
address,
announce a new or elect a new chairperson. But we need to get somebody on the committee right immediately.
But we'd also need to put it in our bylaws. But if we're going to enact that rule, if you're going to chair a committee and you don't show up now for so many times, you will be removed. I mean, if we're a legal governing body, we need to be following our bylaws just as well as we do our restrictions.
Sure.
Well, we are following them. It's just everybody gets reappointed for another 2 years.
Because nobody wants to take their place.
I've tried. I'm on two. Correspondence secretary and social. Somebody can take it.
So you do it in the December?
October. Well, November.
Okay.
It's usually the last week of October, first week of November.
Oh, I thought it was July 1st or June 30th.
No, nothing's fiscal.
It's calendar year, and that was changed since I've moved here, maybe 3 years ago. It used to be mid-year.
Then we don't have the update, but the ones we've got have that.
Okay.
We'll get that too, because we did change on a calendar year.
Sounds like they did that last winter, so
Because we all did it the 8th.
I sent new stuff for everybody's binder out by
email
to everybody's that we had when we updated everything, and with any new residence information we had.
Okay, we'll get
it from you.
Okay.
Anything, Karen, on bylaws?
Not currently.
Okay. Finance?
There's no changes. We haven't made any changes.
Do we need to think about beautification?
Well, for next budget, maybe.
Don't
we want to wait to see if when we get some of these
quotes
back? Because we have to take those into consideration. Mm-hmm. And at the time we get them, we could have a special meeting and try to...
Tammy, you just need to turn in your bills.
Yes.
Yes.
I just need to resign.
I'm done with it.
No. I understand that. I
understand your frustration.
Of course you are. I don't blame you.
Okay, let's move on. New business, we did get the Wainscots paid their lien in full, and it has been fully released.
Presley Winter paid his.
Well, everybody.
This is the lien.
Paid dues this year. Except two people.
Okay.
And they already have.
Our dues are current.
Our dues are 99.9% current.
Okay.
And, you know, we still have some liens that we've got to deal with, but.
Okay, so.
We have this couple that just won't go away, so they're delaying things. Okay, what's next? Yeah, just a reminder of the quarterly board meetings, when they are. Street signs. I did want to just say, at our annual meeting, we discussed what did we want our capital project, improvement project to be this year. We got the three new streetlights up last year with our dues money. We're a nonprofit organization. We collect dues. We do great things with our money the best we can. And it was an overwhelming response, street signs, updated street signs to match our lights, whatever. So, but I did get a complaint, one, that said that it's a waste of money. Our street signs that we have, that the city issues us, is perfectly fine. And she wanted it noted in our meeting that there was opposition.
So noted.
Karen, would you like to give us have you found out, gotten a quote on what these things cost? Because
no,
they're not cheap.
No, I have not gotten a quote because she may get her way. When I called the county and talked with this, what did I just tell you? Carmack. According to him, all county signs have to be the same, and you cannot do it.
Oh.
But I talked to Carmella this morning, who lives in Pine Woods, and they have them.
They have them.
And they called. Theirs are 2 years old.
So does Mallard.
When they called down there, they said, no, you can't do it because all county signs have to be uniform. And he said, well, because we can't pay for them. He said, we're paying for them. The HOA is paying for them. Their HOAs were higher than ours, but they had enough to pay for them. Finally, they relinquished and said, if you're paying for them, that's fine. We incur no cost whatsoever. So they had them made. They had Donnie Marshall make them. It's not really a metal sign. It is a wooden sign overlay type thing. It's supposed to last 10 to 12 years. They also had paid for their posts to be painted because if we can use the existing post. I have been in contact with the sign company, and we can use existing posts because that's the big expense. We also, if it's the right size, they have just the metal piece that goes around it that makes it look nice. Since then, I thought, when I talked to Carmella, he said, that's not right. We have it, and I know other people have it. Leslie did some Googling. Duckers has it. Mallard has them. Silver Lake has them, but they're in the city. I mentioned that one to him, and he said, well, they're city, and Two Creeks is private. So what I would like to do before I get a quote from them, do you all know any other county subdivisions that have it? Because I want to go back to him and say, look, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
So why can't we if we're paying the full bill?
Are the other subdivisions got the wooden signs, if they're only going to last 10 to 12 years.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
them. Right. Yeah, and no, we don't want the wooden.
Okay.
We're looking at metal.
Okay.
And even with the metal ones, this company actually, like I said, has like, you know, this goes around your license plate, the little metal piece that goes around existing ones. I did go down and I've counted every one of our stop signs. I've counted all of our signs. Some of the signs, for example, if you are on, let me think about it. If you're at the stop sign on Regents, it doesn't say Timberlawn. It says Regents this way, but if you're at that stop sign, you have no idea that this is Timberlawn Lane.
Right.
So we need, some of them have the two, some of them only have one. So I've counted everything, I've got it all, and I had maps
We have 11 intersections, but I didn't bring anything because right now it's a moot point until we can get past the county. But I would like more ammunition to go back to the county. And there again, do we have anybody that we know? Carmella talked to the guy that evidently you did. He's gone. But I think that if we have ammunition that says, look, these 10 subdivisions have these, and we're not renaming them, we're not doing anything. At the very least, maybe we say we take these decorative plates and put over your sign so that it looks nice and let us paint. And they have the stop sign enclosure too. I mean, we can make it all. Because the stop signs are on those same posts.
Is Silver Lake in the city?
It's city.
Yeah.
It's city.
Yeah, it is.
And he said, well, I don't care what the city does. You can't do it.
But Deckers isn't.
And
Pine Woods is not.
Out. Even Governor's Place, they're all county.
Yeah.
Everything out.
Bittersweet became too.
I wonder. I've not looked at. Does anybody know anything about that one? I've never noticed their street signs.
I don't know, but I'm going to drive around some and take pictures. If you all are out,
I've taken several pictures. Like there's Silver Lake.
Well, and
there's
city.
So,
but if you all are in the county and see one, take the picture and send it to me so we can have some ammunition that says why can't we do this.
Didn't they do it from the beginning? I mean, when they developed those neighborhoods.
And I don't know. That may be the grandfather in.
Because the county, the county's paid for what signs they have now.
Yeah.
So they don't want to lose.
And Carmella said they did theirs 2 years ago. So I didn't know if the original ones were grandfathered in or not. That may be the point. But again, I think it gives us more leverage if we say, no, they're not all the same.
What about the place out there on 60 across from Bridgeport?
Well,
what is the name of that subdivision?
If you all are just out, instead of wasting time here talking about if, what are those? If you guys are out, just try to, if you're in the county and see a nice sign, just take a picture, send it to me, and we'll try to get something by next board meeting that says, here we are.
So
once we
where
get a quote,
is White Pine? Is that where Carmella lives?
It's on the other side.
That's in Pine Hill, which is also county.
So once we get a quote, though, should we put out a neighborhood vote to make sure that everybody's okay with this, so that way we have legal record that
we can
have.
But we have a legal record from the October meeting, and our bylaws say that
but do we have a vote, like a count of how many people voted to say yay or nay?
I guess however many people were at that
meeting. I think
there were like 60 some
people, and nobody opposed.
Everybody
and our bylaws say the majority of those in attendance. That's why we encourage people to come to it.
Absolutely. It was long past the quorum. We had a good crowd there. And there was no opposition.
There wasn't any opposition until she put it in the newsletter and this one person. But we can still put it out there to vote. I mean, it's their money.
That's right.
But that was kind of an overwhelming, yes, we want signs. And
I'm with you. I mean, what's a vote going to hurt if there was no opposition?
That's what I'm saying. You can still put it out there.
So I would put it out there.
I think it happened at the annual meeting, and we should encourage people to come to the annual meeting.
That's right.
And we should have, like, a written vote. That way we know. And that way there's no ifs, ands, or buts. A year from now, we have a count of how many people said yay or nay. Just for records.
Do we take attendance? Or do we probably meet?
At the annual meeting?
We don't have people sign in.
No. Usually the minutes puts it in there.
Okay.
Well, I can usually count how many we have and say.
Is it still in the bylaws that you have to follow Robert's Rules of Order?
It's in the bylaws that you have to have a quorum.
Quorum of those attending.
So then you have to have an attendance.
Of those attending.
Correct.
You have to have an attendance record for every meeting where there's a vote called, because if you're following Robert's Rules of Order, then you have to be able to justify and show that you have a quorum, which means it has to be whatever the percentage that you have allocated in your bylaws of what a quorum is. If you don't have that, it doesn't matter if you take a vote or not, because you don't have a quorum.
Right.
That's all I was asking.
So we should just have a sign and sheet on there.
We used to do that. I know we have done that in years past, but I don't know if we did the other day.
We need to have
Carol Cruz.
We just got to get back in the game.
Okay.
Okay, so then we don't have to have any kind of vote on street signs. We're just continuing to collect information right now.
Collect information, and I would like I said, if you're out, take a picture of a county subdivision that has it, so we can have some ammunition that says, yes, these others have it, why can't we?
What's wrong with the signs that we have?
Some of them are faded.
A couple of them are bent and rusted, and we've had been contacted by a lot of people that they want really nice looking signs to reflect the ambiance of our neighborhood.
So if somebody runs over a sign that you all have replaced and it goes through their windshield and kills somebody, is the HOA liable?
No, we're not replacing any sign, because any post or anything. All we're doing is replacing that little bitty sign up at the top. That's it.
Will the new ones be reflective?
No.
It's KRS, they have to be reflective. That's Kentucky law.
Well,
street signs, road signs have to be
reflective. How come they're not now?
They are reflective. The metal street signs are reflective.
Are they?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I said reflective. I thought you meant like shiny reflective. The company that we're dealing with does street signs for everybody across the nation, so they know what the requirements are.
We'll buy some signs that meet code.
And again, we don't have to replace the signs. We can just put the decorative plate around it, but some of the signs are ugly. They're rusted. A couple of them are bent. They need updating at the very least. And I think that the people who have contacted us and the overwhelming at the last meeting, they wanted nicer signs to reflect, frankly, that this is a nice neighborhood and the ambiance of the neighborhood.
The individual that had a complaint, did they have a suggestion of something else they wanted the money to be used for?
Ironically, they would like to see more street lights.
They didn't know that the street lights were.
And I had one person, when they paid their dues, I still have the letter, that didn't like the street lights because it blinded her. And if she wrecked, she was going to sue me personally. So we can't please everybody.
Right. You know? I was curious why I asked about this. This is what I'd like to see the money used for.
Right. She would like to see more
street signs.
And we had one person that kind of moved because they didn't like street signs or street lights, and that's fine. And then this person
out in the country
is
now
going to sue me if she wrecks because it blinds her.
Okay, I'm going to move on. The next thing I have on the agenda is just new residents and deaths. Unfortunately, we have a lot of elderly folks here, and this is what it's happening a lot, seems like. But in the past, a long time ago, I read where there was a welcome wagon did whatever. And then it just, like, street directors would do stuff. I mean, people that have moved in by me, I bake bread and take it to them. You know,
the new one's a gift card.
If the dog poops in my yard one more time, I'm going to get my bread back.
Okay. I hope you weren't the one that posted that dog. No, I
don't post. I don't do social media.
Okay. I know. Okay. Well, so I think, and I just want to bring this up, that it would be a nice idea to, I mean, we want to welcome our new people.
Yes.
We take them a directory. We want to be a good neighbor. So how do y'all feel about just doing a small gift card to include with their directory, and that would be uniform?
Everybody voted on that last time.
Did we?
Well, we voted on talking about it. We talked about it. We did not vote.
So you were
I took the new ones across from me, the Larsons. It's a $25 gift card. It was from Completely Kentucky, because if you get it from Completely Kentucky, you can use it at Poor Richard's, Completely Kentucky, and the Coffee Tree. It's good for any of them. And I just did that out of mine. But I like that idea, because they were new to the community, so it kind of gets them downtown. Yeah. And being with tourism, I also took them a bunch of brochures for Franklin County.
That's But I thought we voted on it last time.
Well,
it was just a discussion.
I think Lowe's gift card do a Lowe's one, because pretty much anybody buying any of the houses.
I would say Lowe's or Amazon, because I mean, Kroger. Anybody that's moving.
I was going to say Kroger.
Yeah.
You can.
Kroger would be.
Kroger, I don't know. Give them 50% off of their HOA fee for the first year.
Well, don't start that. We have to keep track of it.
No.
I think it'd be nice to definitely do something.
So who's going to do it?
I, as treasurer, will go buy them and keep them if the street directors will tell me I need one for so-and-so number.
I think it would be good for the street directors to give it out, because they live on the same street. They get to know them.
When we moved in, Carol brought us some cupcakes, and our street director brought us some nice flowers just as a welcome thing, and it was nice. But somebody other than the street director, Carol stopping by, was nice, because she introduced us to the HOA.
And when we moved in, we talked about Carol
was on
taking
the subcommittee for years, and she always did that. Yeah.
Nobody did anything for me.
We talked about the food, taking brownies and stuff, but now so many people are gluten-free, so many people have allergies, and then we talked about flowers, planting.
I'm like, dear God, don't bring me a flower. I mean, I cannot stand gardening. So, that's why we went with the gift cards.
You'd be better off with Lowe's or DoorDash. I'm serious. People are moving in. They're unpacking boxes. They don't want to cook dinner. They can do it as food. Yeah. They're going to have to do something on their house. Get them a Lowe's or Home Depot card.
Yeah. I'm open to anything. I took that one because I knew they were not from Kentucky, and we had talked. They love books. So I just thought that was a welcome to local businesses. Getting back to local business, too. That's why I took them that one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I like supporting local businesses.
I like Kroger.
I think Kroger is a good one. I mean, it's... If we
flowers,
go with your right. Some people don't get involved in the projects.
Maybe they could do the calendar or something like that at Kroger.
Move it in.
Yeah.
She finally saw
it. I'm fine. Any way you want to
go. I move that we buy gift cards. I can say what kind if you want to give to new residents as they move in.
And what amount?
$25 is what is my motion.
To where? Sorry, I don't know where to go get them.
I think Kroger.
Think Kroger.
I mean, they can buy gas, they can buy food, they can buy flowers, they can go to the deli, they can
get some medicine,
get a cake, they can get drugs, they can get
Really?
Okay, all in favor for the Kroger $25 gift card for new residents?
So I'm going to get them, and the street directors let me know.
How many do we want to buy each year? I mean, just to keep on hand.
I was thinking 8 because there's 5 or 6 houses that are either up for sale or coming up for sale. That way we'll just have them.
I have 2 on my street and then 1 that's for sale, so that's 3 on my bridge.
So I was thinking 8 at a time, and then we can renew them again.
Let me ask you about the dad's
house. Is going to go on.
Yeah, I know somebody's already looked at it.
It's already signed contract.
They already have a contract.
No, not a purchase contract.
Not a purchase.
Listing contract.
But I know somebody who's...
Who is it?
Simpson.
Probably going to put a bid on it.
And, I've talked to somebody that...
I think it's the same person.
It probably is.
Hey, guys, when we have a death...
Yes.
Are we posting those in our newsletter to let people know that? And you know, at one point in time,
I've seen it on Facebook.
I think it needs to go in our newsletter. Yeah. And at one point in time, Betty, didn't we do something?
We have.
We still are.
We
do $25 if they. We have had some that have not said anything at all. But if they have, hospice or animal life or whatever. They ask for. We do a $25
recommended.
Wanting to clarify that we are still doing.
Yes,
that.
We are
absolutely.
But we've had a couple die recently that have listed nothing at all.
So we did.
We don't send flowers.
Yeah, no.
We'll do it in memory to a church group, or like Shirley Knowles was to their fund, and
whatever they suggest.
Okay.
And so what if they haven't paid their dues? Are we still charging and tracking their estate down to get
well,
the dues?
Well, everybody back? Has paid
everybody
their dues
two.
Except
this two.
Year, except two. I don't care if you all know who it is. It's Gatewoods and
Blue
Flagpole. I don't know his name.
I said that's the word. Yeah, those are the only two that have not paid.
But if they hadn't and they pass away, are we still tracking their estate down to get them to pay?
Yeah, they have a lien.
I'm saying, I'm not saying those two. I'm saying if somebody passes away
yes.
before, are we tracking their estate down?
If they haven't paid, there would be a lien on their house, so we don't have to. It's already on there.
So we're going to put a lien against somebody that passed away just because they passed
away? No, if they pay their dues, there won't be a lien.
That's what I'm saying. If somebody passes away before the dues are paid, and it's before the cutoff date, are we putting a lien against their property
we've
and going
been
after
this? We have had that happen in a couple instances, and we've been dealing with the estate, and they have been taking care of it.
Like for 26,
no
Tom and Dottie haven't paid, so if something happened to them, they don't have the lien for 26.
And if their estate
so she's asking if they were to pass before you all filed a lien for 26.
The estate has been paying their dues until the house is sold.
They might have it written that their estate specifically doesn't pay the dues.
Yeah, Nora's house is listed, currently listed for $450,000. Breckenridge and our little neighborhood watch was aggravated because we were trying to collect money from the dead. But they happily paid it. It's $50.
The estate paid the year before.
Yeah.
2025, the year before, I think they just...
It's just some things just get overlooked.
Yeah, that's right.
That's all the Presley Winters was. It was just overlooked, and they were delighted to pay and said Dad would be furious if he knew that hadn't happened, so...
Yeah.
So then when they do pay for that, so Nora's paid for that, and then somebody moves in, are we going to expect them to pay as well? Or is it paid for that year?
It's been paid for that year.
Yeah, we don't double dip. We're not the state. Okay.
I just have one more. Do we have a notice then that we provide the new owner saying that it's been paid for that year?
At closing, they get their realtor. Most every realtor in the city contacts us.
County.
Finally. But we've notified all the realtors because we had a couple that, like the Littles, that really didn't know the rules. So they advised them incorrectly.
Yes. I was just saying, it'd be good if we're handing them a booklet.
But
to
all
say,
the big
paperwork.
Companies,
the realtors ought
our
to have
deed
them.
Restrictions.
To hand out.
So Nora's realtor, that's what I was going to say to you. Nora's realtor asked me if I would send her a copy of the bylaws and the restrictions. The only copy that I have, like digital copy that I have of the bylaws, it's like, okay page, and then it's like a washed out. Messed up page.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just need like a.
We can get you a copy.
Yeah, electronic copy that's normal.
Yeah, looking
the whole document and not messed up.
I was just thinking because by the time you buy a house, if it goes in your paperwork, like you're not looking at that. But by the time you get your book as a new owner, it would be nice to have a document from the HOA that says it's not due. Your next one's due at this time.
And that's
because
why she
that's
asked me
separates
for their. For their real estate.
But we're also
company.
Sending out invoices for anyone who does.
Yeah, I mean, we've upped our game a little. We've learned from our...
We are sending invoices
yes.
now. We sent invoices last year. That was this past year. That's the first time we've done that, Maggie. So that'll help with that. They wouldn't get an invoice if their dues, you know, if they had been paid. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
all
the
right,
realtors ought to be giving out the restrictions to anybody that's about to buy a house, not after they bought it. They should let you know that when you're not, I'm an old retired realtor, but you should know up front what you're buying into, not after you've moved in.
Okay, so I have no one else on the agenda. Y'all are visitors, but
anybody want?
Is there any, do we have any other new business?
I just got a response from the county road department. My friend is a supervisor, and he said contact Max Comley, the county attorney, about hiring a lawn service to contract mowing county property because they are self-insured, and you would have to have it in writing and permission from the county attorney.
Okay, tell me again, Rami. Max who?
Max Comley is the county attorney. You can't hire a company privately to mow county government property because they're self-insured as a liability. So you'll need to have something in writing from Max Comley.
Okay.
So we can't be mowing the right of way?
Or the median?
Well, there you go. I guess you're all done.
There you go. Not worried about these estimates either. So, yeah. I'm out of it.
Well, if that's the case, then the county needs to get on the ball and step up their game.
Yeah, I broke the law yesterday. I'm on Breckenridge. I'm going to get arrested for
it. I'm going to turn it in.
What'd you mow,
Ronnie?
Frank Taylor's people on Breckenridge. You did that?
Yeah.
Did a good job.
Thank you.
Dang, it looks great. I wondered, I was giving Tammy credit. I weeded the sign.
I didn't do the trees. I didn't have time. It was like I'd done the front entrance. John mowed the front.
Somebody needs to tell Frank Taylor, bless his heart, because he has his people mow the little circle in ours every time. We used to take turns when Shirley and I and then Frank Goins would mow, but now Frank Taylor has it mowed, and that is county where the little library sits. That's county. But I don't think he's going to be upset about it.
No.
Kathy, when they put the street light out there at Breckenridge by the little sign, there was some mention that that tree really needed to come down, and that would be the county's responsibility, too.
There's a couple of dead trees.
There's about a half dozen of that. There's one that got struck by lightning. There's about half of them that aren't going to make it.
There's one on Breckenridge.
We need to send a very strong
Maybe you can invite JW out to look at it.
Get on it.
Say, come out and walk Breckenridge with us and
can
walk.
Can you get some action out of JW?
You've gotten a lot out of JW.
I know. Are you willing to go again? That's what it's going to take.
I mean, I can call
him. I can write a letter and we CC Mike and...
Are you talking about the dead trees in Breckenridge?
Oh, yeah.
I texted JW yesterday already about it. He didn't answer.
You really need the drainage in that fix, too, so it's not going across the street and the properties. So they did allocate in the budget, there's $400 million for municipal sewer departments, MS4s, to do stormwater correction, and Frankfort is getting some of that money.
Good.
So
getting them to come out, though, we've asked them to come fix ours, and they only did a 4-foot section.
So it's, did you call the road department? Okay. Well,
this was a few years ago.
I need a motion to adjourn our meeting.
So if y'all are wanting to look to have the county do some type of remediation for all of the water and the drainage issues for the neighborhood, you'll have to work with Frankfort Plant Board, because they're the ones that are going to actually apply for the grant funding. And then it would be allocated for remediation work on the neighborhood.
So this is something we need to get out in the email and the Facebook post so that all the residents know this, that that's possible.
It's possible. So. I mean, they'll do a whole scoring system and they'll have to figure out where it goes, and then it'll be based upon priority. And I will tell you, a lot of it's going to be used downtown.
than 90% of it's going to be.
They have a lot of great MS4 stuff downtown, though. I mean, they've got some.
But it's because of the flooding that happened. Yeah. They're going to have to be doing rehab for that. But I mean,
they've been doing the mature building system
and all that. Yeah. They have a lot of stuff.
But it's worth at least having a conversation about, because I know that's a concern I've heard from everyone in the neighborhood, is the water issues.
Yeah, right. I think we tried in the past too, like a long time ago, to get that Breckenridge thing fixed.
Yeah, but if you have a contact, you know, because you said it needs to, so if we have a contact, if we can put out in an email that if you have water issues and you need to, this is who you need to contact, at least we have a.
Well, Mary, write me a blurb.
Yeah, and actually the HOA needs to be it, not individuals in the neighborhood, because you're a nonprofit, you'll get more consideration. Yes, I'll send you some information.
So that will put it on it.
We're adjourned. We are adjourned.